You're listening to Energy Wise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Get energy wise, save money, become sustainable.
Hello, I'm Ty Keltner from the Cold Climate Housing Research Center, and today we will be talking about windows in your home. Having the proper windows can save you money on your heating bill and make your home more aesthetically pleasing as well. To get some specifics about windows, let's speak with Dave Shippey of the Cold Climate Housing Research Center. Dave, now there are a lot of windows out there. Tell me about some of the different types.
Well, the types are usually based around how they open. You have a sash-style window, and that's a window that opens up and down one group of panes sliding past the other. And then there's the sliding window, and that window slides sideways when it opens. And then there's the casement window. And the casement window is hinged on one side and opens and closes like a door, and is latched closed with latches on the inside.
And tell me a little bit about window frames. I understand that metal frames are bad for Alaska.
A lot of the metal frames don't necessarily have what's called a thermal break in them. A commercial metal frame that has what's called a thermal break, the outside metal that you see doesn't actually contact the internal metal that you see. There's some sort of material that connects the two that doesn't transmit heat as well as the metal does, an insulating spacer. But those are typically reserved for commercial buildings and are out of the price range of a homeowner. The type of frames that the homeowner would be dealing with would be a vinyl frame. Typically, the vinyl frame has an integral nailing fin for installation. The other type of frame would be a fiberglass frame, which the fiberglass is a little stronger than the vinyl and doesn't expand and contract as readily as the vinyl frame does. So the fiberglass frame can be made a little slimmer because it's stronger material. And then there's the wood frame, which is a good insulator, but it's more maintenance. But the wood frame can be clad with metal on the outside and even coated with plastics on the outside to make them more maintenance-free, but still leaving a wood look on the inside, which is very nice. But the windows are typically more expensive than the other style of windows.
And many windows have multiple panes. Tell me about multiple pane windows and how is it that they work?
Well, the multiple pane windows trap between the inner and outer pane either dead air, which is not as conductive, or different types of gases. They use argon, which is denser than air and less conductive. And now they're starting to use, in some higher end windows, a gas called krypton, which is slightly denser yet and even less conductive than the argon. So the heat from the inside pane has a harder time getting to the outside pane and then dissipating into the outside environment.
So it keeps your home warmer by insulating it more with these different gases then?
Yeah.
And what happens if one of these panes gets broken? Well, you have gas in your house, isn't that a bad thing?
Well, the gases are inert gases, and they don't pose no threat to human health at all. You have two pane windows, three pane windows. If one of the panes gets broke, you typically have to take the entire, just the glass portion of the glazing out and have it replaced. Usually the labor involved to try to demount one pane of glass from the others and try to repair it is more than what an entire new glass unit would cost.
I assume then that if you have a broken pane in your multiple pane window, then obviously your gas is leaking out and your heat is going to get through the window easier?
Yes, at that point, you'll still have a triple pane window or a double pane, as the case may be. But if you had a dense non-conductive gas in there before, it's going to replace itself with just air from the room. And usually when it replaces itself with air in the room. The air in the room has moisture in it, and that's what is going to condense between the panes eventually, and the window will cloud up. So even if you don't actually break the glass, if the seal on the edges of the windows fail, you can get the gas that you've trapped in there leak out, replaced with moist room air, and you get that fogging in between your window panes.
That doesn't sound too good. Now, I've heard a little bit about low E coatings. What exactly is that?
The low E coating, it's a metallic finish on one of the sides of the glass, and it reflects radiant heat energy. If you have a multiple pane window, you can have multiple coatings on the panes, coatings on the outside of the glass to reflect summer heat out of the building to keep it cool, and you can have coatings on the inside panes to reflect radiant heat from your house back into the house to keep it warm. So typically here in Alaska, we favor the low E coatings to reflect heat back into the house, and then we also choose a pane that has a high solar heat gain coefficient that allows more heat energy into the house and then reflects it back in, trying to hold it into the house.
Now, aside from the windows themselves, a lot of heat and therefore a lot of money can go out through a poorly insulated window. Now, what if I have a window that needs to be re-insulated around the frame?
I guess the best way to tell if you need some insulation around the frame is with some sort of infrared camera, and they basically takes a picture of the different temperatures of a wall, and the infrared camera can tell the hottest spots in the wall or the coldest spots in the wall. And if it detects that when the window was installed there wasn't a lot of insulation sort of put in between the gap between the frame and the framing of the building, then you're going to have to try to get in there either by taking the trim molding off the inside, or perhaps you can do the same by taking some trim molding off the outside. And some houses, or perhaps they just tucked a little bit of fiberglass in there, or maybe they didn't put anything in between the window and the frame of the house at all. You can put spray foam in there to fill up that gap and improve the overall performance of the window.
Now, in terms of your home's energy efficiency, a lot of people are getting energy ratings lately. And if someone wants to make their home more efficient, it seems like they always look to replace the windows first. However, I understand that that's not always the best way to do things.
No, not necessarily. If you don't have very many windows in your house, then changing them all out isn't going to have that big of an effect. If you do have an area of your house where you have a lot of glass installed, then changing that glass is going to make more sense. But an energy rating can find the weakest spots in the house, and that may not be the windows. It may be foundation insulation, it may be air sealing in general, or it may be attic insulation. And a lot of those are, you get more return for your money than you would replacing windows, especially if your windows are already fairly decent. If you've already got double pane windows, you may want to do something else before changing to triple pane. But if you only have single pane windows, then it's a good bet that that's going to be something very valuable to do, to change out your windows from single to triple pane.
I see. Well, thank you, Dave. Is there anything else you can tell us about windows at all?
Some of the ways to choose a window, whether you're going to go with fiberglass or vinyl or wood, has some to do with aesthetics rather than, you know, pure energy efficiency. The vinyl windows are very maintenance-free, the fiberglass windows are more expensive, but the fiberglass can be painted very easily and holds paint really well. So you can choose different color schemes with the windows. the plastic windows don't hold paint very well, and typically you can order them in one of three colors, and that's what you're stuck with. The wood windows are very expensive, but if you want a traditional look and you like the warm look of wood and you don't mind the maintenance, then the wooden window is actually a fairly good window insulation-wise.
Well, thank you, Dave. We've been speaking with Dave Shippey of the Cold Climate Housing Research Center. We'll be right back to take your questions about how to be more energy-wise.